Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is an International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. This is Glenn Greenidge, caller from New York City, into this conversation. And how we usually start off the show is with the declaration of the International Black Summit. So let's do that. And then we'll talk a little bit about the purpose, and then we'll get into tonight's topic, which is the expression, the question that we're engaged in as we look at and interact with current administration. So how do we keep our fear and rage in check? So, the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, for, a conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today is March 28th, 2017. I'm in New York City. Henrietta Bird will be joining us. She'll be in Chicago. We have Rod on the line, I believe, and he's in Atlanta. So as we move closer to the moment of silence, above, below, within, north, south, east, west, and all around, a moment of silence, please. Thank you. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for our participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And the purpose of the International Black Youth is we exist to facilitate the conversation, the connection, self-expression, empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And I would be remiss if I didn't include the Black Young Adult Summit and its purpose. So we have three summit events that go on simultaneously at the location. So we have the adult summit, which is from 18 to infinity. Then we have the youth summit, which is from 8 to 17. And then we have the young adults, which is from 18 to 35. Now, they can be in either the young adults or they could be in the adult summit. So it's up to them. So it depends on where they see themselves and where they hear themselves. But we have those three events available for all of us to partake. So the engagement for tonight really is about, we did have Rod on the line for a minute. So the engagement for tonight really has to do with rage, fear, and the question. Let me read the question that we're engaged in. As I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? And so the add-on question is, what are you experiencing inside the conversation under 45? And what are some of the things you do to keep calm? So, you know, all of those are inside of the conversation that we're going to be exploring tonight. So we want to look at what is it to be inside of rage and fear, and include that, press it, not to undermine it, not to squash it, but to allow it to be, just allow it to be available, to be there in the space. So I know for myself, one of the things that I have seen is the patient that I've been about little T being the president. And and so the question becomes, what do I need to do to keep myself present, to keep myself engaged, to keep myself settled and focused on the things that I want to be focused on? So it's quite, what's the word? Not exhilarating, but it's forced me to create space for myself and to be able to be settled. And, you know, how do I do that? And what do I do? And what do I do to focus myself around that? So one of the things that I'm very clear about is this notion of focusing, and focusing on the things that I want to impact, and being very clear about that. So inside of all of that, you know, I do have to remain focused on the things that make a difference to me, and that I am committed to and interested in moving forward. So what are those things, and you know, why are they important to me? Well, they're really inside of my vision. They're really inside of who I say that I am, who do I say that I am interested in being. My brother Oren has a interesting conversation, and he talks about being a statesman. And so, you know, and so a statesman to him is, you know, being worldly, being a representative, not just of your community, but of particular country or entity. And statement kind of has a feel of an international flavor. So it's that. So so for me, what I'm committed to is economic development. I'm committed to the empowerment of the people of Black African descent around the planet, and I'm committed to having a discourse, a conversation that forwards the economic viability, the ability for people to literally survive. And not just survive, but really thrive. You know, what would that be like? You know, I often think about Black Wall Street as an example, as a means of having people get who they are and the bigness of who their ancestors are. Because I think that for me, when I get present to that, anything that I'm upset about, that rage and that fear, goes away. There's not a whole lot that can impact that when I'm present to that. But there are times when I'm not present to that that the fear and the rage comes into play. So I noticed that that's one of the conversations that certainly has me outside of my rage and fear. And then the question becomes, what is available? What available then simply is fear and rage that is brought up. We have a conversation called being triggered in the International Black Summit. And so being triggered disengages you from your vision and your purpose. So inside of that, you are then left to deal with the circumstances around you that are either pleasant or unpleasant. And so that becomes your world. But if you're able to be present to your vision, that expands, okay, let me speak for myself. So that expands my world so that those circumstances that are occurring around me look a lot smaller. And let me give you an example. So I had I wear a sports jacket, and I popped a button on my sports jacket. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I popped a button. What am I going to do? I found the button. I put it in my pocket. I'll have to get it sewed, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, that was the extent of my world in that moment. And then somebody gave me a call and talked about a disease that they had that was that was creating too many platelets, and the platelets could create blood clots, which could kill them. So, you know, very quickly I was shifted from my button and the prospect of getting my button sewed back on to this life-threatening conversation of platelets. And so, when you think about that, you think about, what in that moment, my life was shifted. My conversation was shifted. And so when you're able to focus on your vision, those circumstances get eliminated. Let me restate that. It's not that it gets eliminated, but it no longer consumes you the way it did when you're on point and when you're working on your visions. Now, one of the things that we do in the International Black Summit, we actually talk about your vision, and we talk about what's important and how your vision is impacted. And so one of the things that you look at and work on inside of the prerequisite course He says, well, what is a vision? And how is a vision different than a goal? So let's start off with a goal. So a goal is something that you can do by yourself. I can swim a mile. I mean, I can't do that, but, you know, if I were able to get kicked off. I wonder why you guys are getting kicked off. Something's going on. Let me, I'm just getting some reports that people are getting kicked off of the line. So I'm not sure what's going on. Let me just try something. See what I can do. Because I've gotten this back now from three people who are trying to get on. All right, so let me try something. Hold on. Hold that thought. Let's see what's happening here. 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 2, 7.
Love Talk Radio. Welcome to Love Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Yeah, it's not going to be off. So, we do have a problem because I just tried to log on and got knocked back off. So, I am not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually shut it down. I'm going to shut it down and see if I can invite. You know what? I'm going to invite some other people. Let me see if I can do it that way. Send out invitations. Let's see if I can do that. So we're having a little technical difficulty right now, so that's what's going on. So just bear with me, and let me see if I can separate emails, invite. Let's see if we can call some people. Let's see if we can call some people.
Me up.
Let's do calls. No fun when people can't get on. Let's see what I can do here. Let's see. Let's switch a number here. 913-919-95. Let's see what this does. Let's see if we can get folks on this way. No, seem to be having some technical difficulty big time here. It was not answered. Nine one four. It's not working. All right, I'm going to do something drastic here. I'm going to end this episode, and so if you're listening, I'm going to restart the whole show, see what I can do, and we're going to start back up at 9:30. So if you're out there listening, we'll see.